crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez, with Crime on the Mind. Exclusively on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
So I don't remember when, do not quote me, but I know Jim Perez and I have talked about this once before because it first started off as a proposed initiative, but now it seems like it's actually taking form, taking action. What am I talking about? Up in Hartford, which I know is not technically in our listening area, but who knows if this is happening in Hartford, will we see it in cities near us like a Bridgeport, Norwalk, Stamford, New Haven, Waterbury? Armed Neighborhood Watch. Armed Neighborhood Watch. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a method to try and crack down on the crime that has been going on in Hartford. It's gotten really out of control. But this is an armed self-defense brigade. And actually, according to multiple reports, it started this past weekend on Saturday morning in the North End. And the reason that they picked this specific area apparently was because last month two men were shot and killed on this street. But of course, there's no one right answer. But is this one of the correct answers to combating crime in our cities? So, Jim, if you don't mind kind of reiterating probably one of the biggest concerns with having people take the law into their own hands, because either we don't have enough officers or because police don't have the same rights that they did even a few years ago here in Connecticut. What are your concerns when you hear about armed neighborhood watches in Hartford? And do you think if this continues in Hartford, we will see it in our own cities, in our own backyard?
Well, first of all, welcome to California. I mean, Connecticut. Here we are. We're micro California. It's pathetic. I'm not going to hold back on this because this is just outright ridiculous. We have people who, this is just another subtle attack against police, which is, you know, been happening nationwide. So it started with the defund thing, right? Oh, take the money away, take the money away. Then they saw that wasn't popular, so they backed off. And now it's like, okay, we're not going to defund the police, but we'll gut them some other way. Listen, let's just use common sense, okay? Because right now, since this Hartford thing, I'm going to start doing surgeries, and I'm going to do it for like a third off, because I might as well, right? Because the doctors, I don't know, they're making too much money, and they're just like, you know, they take too long. So I'm going to open up my own surgical practice. I mean, how stupid is this? Listen, here's the bottom line. A police officer from recruit training goes through 6 months of academy training because it's so convoluted and it's so complex. The whole web of law enforcement is complex. It's not easy. But I'll tell you what, one thing that law enforcement and intel agencies do get it right is that they do their jobs very well, which is why there's many successes throughout the world and around the country. And this is why that officer, that state trooper just got off. Okay.
You're talking about Brian not North, because, the state trooper.
That's right.
Brian
not
North.
Because,
yep.
Yeah, not because he's a good guy and everybody knows him. It's because police officers follow the letter of the law.
They follow protocol.
One thing that we're good at is preventing lawsuits. So there's a lot of, this is a very complex topic, and there's no way we're going to cover it in this one segment. But I'll tell you this. I think it's an asinine idea. It's going to backfire tremendously, and innocent people are going to end up getting hurt and killed, including those that are patrolling without the proper training. And then the state's going to get sued. The city's going to get sued. Everybody's going to get sued. We are a mini California. Wake up, people, and realize that Connecticut is being turned into stupid land.
Well, it's interesting, Jim, when you bring up, for example, State Trooper Brian North, because if people miss the news going into the weekend, which is it happens, I know we were having a full-on conversation about this when we were having breakfast over the weekend because it was right across the street from the courthouse, and I was telling my husband about what had gone on. And when we were talking about it, he said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, well, he was found not guilty. And he said, that's, you know, and so we're talking about it. And I said, but let me make this super clear. I said, it was at no point guaranteed that this guy was going to be seen as not guilty. I mean, when you're watching this trial unfold, I'm sitting here watching this guy who's the same age as me, who's been a state trooper for over 10 years, being scrutinized because he followed protocol. Essentially, it kept coming back to, well, this is what your training was. I followed my protocol. This is what I was trained to do. And he talks about, you know, this is something that haunts me. This is, you know, he goes through what it's like to be a police officer. And what I was discussing with my husband is that unless you put the uniform on, you have absolutely no idea what they are feeling, what they are doing, and the risks that they are taking every day that they clock in. And with that being said, the fact that he was found not guilty, I agree with you, Jim, is because he has to follow a certain protocol that stems from the top down of how our police officers are trained. If you have local people, regardless that they are licensed to carry, making calls that law enforcement are in-depth trained on and they're being scrutinized, I think what you're going to see is a lot of people who want to do the right thing not being told they're not guilty. They're going to go to prison for thinking they're doing the right thing. Like, let's just start with that. They're not going to be saved.
You know what?
Right.
You know what? Good. If you want to volunteer to do it, then you sign declaration of waivers, a ton of them, because you're going to need it. Because you're going to be sued. You're going to be shot, hurt. I mean, listen. Law enforcement anywhere around the world is a dirty business at times. And what do I mean by that? There are certain individuals who are built to do certain things. We need these people in order to keep the overall whole safe. We need these people. And what's happening is society is basically attacking them at every corner that they could without realizing that that thin blue wall is what it makes a difference between anarchy and civility.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to attack and attack and attack and attack and attack because they can't stand authority. They can't stand the God-given authority that we've been given. And so what they're doing is they're fighting it. And you know what? I read an article the other day about how listings in Connecticut from Stanford all the way to Mystic are way up. Real estate listings. Mm-hmm. You know why people are leaving? You know why they're leaving? They're not leaving because of because too costly to live here. They're not leaving, which that's the case as well. But they're leaving because of the stupidity that we're starting to engulf or find ourselves in. And this is just one of those cockamamie, just ridiculous ideas.
But it's being considered. It's being considered, though, Jim. Can I just say the Hartford City Council is considering this resolution right now to have unarmed neighborhood blocks. So unarmed, but still there are people who are taking it upon themselves to go out and with the license to carry and take matters into their own hands. And in fact, they're having a public hearing on this next month, whether or not to have this resolution. This is seriously being considered in Hartford.
They hate authority. That's the bottom line. They hate authority. Well, they hate anything that's unless, of course, they're in trouble. Then all of a sudden they want the full breath. Listen, I want one of these council members to have their children be in danger and then call this group to go take care of it and see what's going to happen.
So we have Jim Perez here, and this is a very controversial topic because it, again, this is not an opinion. This is a fact. This is putting into question not only the need for police officers, but it's really putting the everyday person at risk, whether you live in a neighborhood where you have these neighborhood watches going on, or if you are someone who wants to step up, you want to combat crime. Like, I think at the core of this, I don't think the people who are engaging in these neighborhood watches, I don't think that they are doing it besides, you know, out of the goodness of their heart. You hope that's why they're doing it. But it could put them at risk of getting themselves hurt because they're not trained police officers at the end of it. What are we talking about? In Hartford, they are looking at a lot of different measures to combat crime. And one of them includes armed neighborhood watches. In fact, one started this past weekend. And it has a lot of support, and it also has a lot of people who are against it. And now the Hartford City Council is considering a resolution that sort of is a middle ground. It would bring unarmed neighborhood block watches to reduce crime. And next month, they're going to have the public weigh in on this resolution. So they're thinking it's a middle ground here. We're not saying it's not a great idea altogether, but we are not going to allow people to be armed and just be neighborhood watches. Here's my question to you, Jim, because I absolutely know how you feel about it. Here's what I do want to know. If Hartford passes some type of resolution that has anything to do with neighborhood watches doing more than what neighborhood watches were in the 90s, which was looking outside your window saying, holy moly, I don't recognize that car. Let me call the police or let me notify my neighbor that somebody mysterious is parked outside. That's what a neighborhood watch was in my day. If this were to pass in some capacity, do you predict that other cities in Connecticut will soon follow suit, will adopt the same thing?
Well, if you went to one town, right, and it was riddled with influenza or with COVID, don't you think that eventually you're going to catch it? So, yes, I do believe that in their pea brain mind, right, what they're thinking. First of all, let me just say this. This is not an attack on civilian population working with law enforcement. This happens all over the country every single day. In fact, most towns have a civilian review board or a board of police commissioners that are total civilians. So it works. The problem is here that they're trying to take law enforcement. That's like me saying, listen, we have a problem again in Fallujah. So what we're going to do is we're not sending military personnel because, you know, we don't want to do that, right? Because we hate them. But what we're going to do is I have a ragtag group who's going to go over there and take care of business without having any intel, any sources, any assets, any type of connection. We're just going to drop them and let them do their thing. It's stupidity at the highest level. So what I do recommend and what I would say you can do is simply use civilian as a force multiplier for police departments. So in other words, assisting the police, supporting the police, which is what we've always done. But instead, it sounds like they want to just erase police, especially with the gun situation, erase police and just we'll fill them with this group. Listen, I hope that Hartford, if that happens, they get sued out of existence where we have to rename the town. And number two, it'll be an embarrassment for the state. We're talking about, you know, the capital of the state. We're going to be a laughingstock nationwide. This is ridiculous. What you need to do is take police officers and put them working together with civilians to actually help to support, to create a force multiplier, not to replace them. Replacing is a whole different, that word is very powerful here. And I don't think that's the answer. I think that they're barking up the wrong tree. They're heading for some issues, but you know what? Let it happen and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I when I watch this story, and I know at first people will say, yeah, but this isn't in our listening area. But I always say you have to keep an eye on especially what goes on in our cities because
I'll tell you what. Let's do it. Why are we waiting? Why not wait? Why not implement this immediately? Let's go to all the Gold Coast towns from Greenwich to Mystic and beyond. And let's do this in every police department. It's such a great idea.
No, I
love it. Let's give the cops a break.
No,
we're going to give them a vacation. How about a month? Let's go for a month. Month, no police responding to anything and let all the civilians do it and see what's going to happen.
Have you ever watched the movie The Purge? I feel like that's what you're implying.
Well, you know what?
That's what it sounds
like. Sometimes you need to have drastic measures to combat drastic stupidity.
Well,
And this is what we have. We have a small group of people who are trying to say that the whole state needs to kind of, you know, this is the way we should go. You know what? If this is what you want, move to California because that's what they're all about.
It is concerning, and we certainly have heard that comparison many, many times for many different reasons. So it'll.
Where's our leadership? What are they saying? They're just like kind of going along with it.
I mean, like I said, it'll be interesting to see what the city council says. I think they feel like they're reaching a middle ground. I'd love to hear what Hartford residents feel about it. Like, I understand there are people who feel like we need to take action now. Not enough is happening.
Don't worry.
To do is better support our police officers and give them the resources they need to do their jobs effectively so that we can bolster numbers. I mean, like, for example, when I was talking about the state trooper, Brian North, his situation, I'm watching him on the stand be questioned about why he fired the amount of shots he fired. And I'm not going to get into that case right now, but the way this guy was being scrutinized, I don't know him from Adam. I don't know. But what I do know is I have police officers in my family, and I know one of the things that he said that was so true is that you be in that situation and you tell me that you're thinking about how many shots am I firing right now. He was thinking about his partner. And good, bad, or indifferent, he was not thinking, I'm getting revenge. If anything, he then right away tried to do CPR. I mean, this is somebody who followed his protocol, but he was being scrutinized for doing his job because it ended very poorly and a life was taken. But I think it's another example of where, why would anyone want to even be a cop? Why would anyone want to be a cop? Like, we need to do a better job of really supporting our police officers, making sure if we're good with the way protocols are, then let's not question them and put them on trial and deter more people, because then stuff like what's happening in Hartford is going to happen. We don't have enough cops. But who wants to be a cop in 2024, Jim Perez? Nobody.
You're going to hear from Hartford residents really soon. So because there's going to start, this all starts a crack. All kinds of cracks are going to start to happen. It's not easy to do law enforcement.
No,
it's not easy to perform open heart surgery. It's not easy to fly a plane with 200 people inside. These are all professions and specialties. They take an enormous amount of training, an enormous amount of dedication, and you can't just give it over to whoever you want. This is an insult for every police officer in the state that gets up every single day and questions whether it's worth putting their life on the line when you have an entire state that's not even backing you up. And the biggest city in the state is the leader. And I'm telling you, let's do this in all the rich towns. Let's go. Come on, let's do it.
We definitely are going to see what develops in Hartford. We have run out of time for today, but certainly the conversation is far from over. So I thank you so much for weighing in on it. Really.
Sure. Have a great week. Try to have a great week with this craziness of no security.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you again next week, of course, for Crime on the Mind here on WICC.